AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro market research. Full article. Principal Financial's 11.2 million share rebound puts valuation stretch back in focus. PFG finished the week just 1.1% below its 52-week high, with elevated turnover confirming renewed attention even as the fair value gap widens. Research brief. Principal Financial Group closed at $113.70 USD for the week ended 31st July, up 3.9% on 1.7x normal volume. The weekly trend signal remains active. The stock sets 15.6% above its trend line and 42.5% above ShareMaestro fair value, leaving the setup constructive but increasingly dependent on continued participation near the top of its yearly range. Key points. 1. PFG gained 3.9% for the week, beating the U.S. financial services average of 1.2% and the U.S. asset management average of 1.0%. 2. The stock is 97.0% through its 52-week range, closing at 113.70 USD versus a 115.00 USD high and 72.69 USD low. 3. Trend breadth is strong at the stock level, with 46 of 52 weeks active, while asset management industry breadth is thinner at 45.0% for trend signals and 27.0% for relative strength. 4. Volume reached 11.2 million shares, or 1.7x both the 13-week and 52-week averages, giving the latest rebound better participation than most recent weeks. Price action tests the high with real turnover. Principal Financial Group added 3.9% in the latest completed week, reversing the prior week's 4.0% pullback and closing at 113.70 USD. That leaves the stock only 1.1% below its 52-week high of 115.00 USD and at 97.0% of its one-year range. The move came on 11.2 million shares, well above the 6.7 million 13-week average, which gives the rebound a stronger participation profile than the quieter advances seen earlier in July. The broader tape also supports the move. PFG has gained 14.0% over 12 weeks, 22.1% over 26 weeks, and 56.0% over 52 weeks. The four-week return is more modest, at 2.6%, slightly below the financial services group's 3.0% average, but the latest week restored short-term momentum after a brief stumble. Sector context is supportive. Industry breadth is more selective. Within U.S. financial services, PFG sits in the 86th percentile by peer standing, ranking 139th among 993 names. The sector backdrop is broadly positive. Average weekly return was 1.2%, 12-week return was 9.5%, trend breadth stood at 64.0%, market dynamics breadth at 87.0%, and relative strength breadth at 56.0%. PFG outpaced the sector on the week, with its own trend, market dynamics, and relative strength reads all positive. The industry picture is more discriminating. U.S. asset management averaged just 1.0% for the week, 0.3% over 4 weeks, and minus 2.0% over 12 weeks. Only 45.0% of industry names show active weekly trend signals, and just 27.0% show positive relative strength. Against that background, PFG's 10th place weekly and 10th place 12-week industry ranks show relative resilience, though stronger industry peers such as Acadian Asset Management, Victory Capital, SEI Investments, and Ameriprise also remain active. Trend signal remains active, but the fair value gap is large. The ShareMaestro trend signal is active and has been present for 46 of the past 52 weeks, a trend breadth reading of 88.5%. Price is 15.6% above the weekly trend line at 98.38 USD, keeping the regime constructive. Market dynamics is positive at 1.38, although the four-week change in activity pressure is slightly negative at minus 0.8%. So the latest confirmation is good, but not without some cooling underneath. Relative strength is a firmer point, with the latest reading at 14.95 and a 56.1% four-week improvement. The main constraint is valuation distance. PFG trades 42.5% above ShareMaestro fair value of 79.79 USD. That premium reflects strong demand, but it also raises the burden on volume and follow-through if the stock is to sustain a push above the recent high. Risk frame and what to watch next. Risk metrics remain contained rather than stretched by volatility. The 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.5%, below the 52-week level of 2.8%. Over the past year, PFG has posted 34 positive weeks and 18 negative weeks, with the average gain at 2.5% versus an average loss of 2.1%. The worst recent week was minus 7.1% in mid-February, while the best was plus 5.9% the following week, showing that sharp countermoves can still appear. The immediate test is whether the stock can hold near the $115 high, with volume still above the 1.5x participation threshold. A fade in activity pressure would weaken the confirmation case, while a break back toward the $98.38 trend line would change the weekly regime debate. For now, the evidence is constructive but not clean. Price, trend, and volume are aligned, while valuation distance and two recent reversal markers argue for watching exhaustion risk closely. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.